18. And then tomorrow, some light snow early in the day. Then it's going to be sunny, but don't let that fool you because it's definitely going to be cold. Only 27 for a high tomorrow. Dog walking today versus tomorrow. Do I even want to think about it? No is the correct answer. So I'm not going to. I'm going to enjoy today. Right now, it is 50.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMCHealth.com.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo, and online at BaraboomMotors.com.
Two female-led rock and roll Hall of Fame groups will be celebrated Friday night as Heart to Heartbreaker, playing the hits of Heart, as well as Pat Benatar, returns to Wisconsin Dells and the Legacy Dinner Theater. With 40 combined hits and over 70 million albums sold, these two supergroups will have you singing along with power ballads and straight-up rock and roll all night long. There may even be a special appearance by other female legends. Get your tickets today to see Heart to Heartbreaker Friday night at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. Then on Saturday night, it's the best of Pink Floyd as Echoes of Pompeii returns to Wisconsin Dells. With 11 members in the band and a huge laser light show, this will be one of the best concerts you'll see all year. Pink Floyd is one of the most successful bands in history, and Echoes of Pompeii is one of the best tributes out there. The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Get tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's Election Day in Michigan. Donald Trump and Joe Biden expected to easily win their primary contests, even though there is a protest vote against Biden in some Arab American communities over the situation in Gaza. Dual trips to the southern border by the man in the White House and the man who wants to occupy it again. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
President Biden will be down on the border on Thursday, just his second visit as president. It comes, of course, as he has been slamming Republicans in Washington for failing to act on immigration and pass that bipartisan border deal. Donald Trump will also be down there. He, too, is eager to own this issue in the election. Joe Biden joking yesterday he didn't know his, quote, good friend would be down there, too. It is going to be some split screen.
It's a very weird ending weather-wise for the month of February. Numerous cities hitting new record-high temperatures this week, including Dallas, Oklahoma City, and Rockford, Illinois. That, as weather moves further east, could bring strong storms and maybe tornadoes. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Madison police say they arrested a man Friday in connection with a shots fired incident on the city's Near East Side. According to police, 24-year-old Antoine Williams was arrested in Milwaukee. Williams allegedly had a gun in his possession at the time of his arrest. He's charged in Milwaukee County with possession of a firearm as a convicted felon and possession with intent to deliver cocaine. Williams is allegedly connected to the February 18th shots fired incident that occurred just after 9 a.m. in the 600 block of Vera Court. A North Freedom man has been arrested for his sixth OWI. 44-year-old Quinn Alexander of North Freedom was arrested Saturday afternoon during a traffic stop on a vehicle on Lehman Road at County Highway W in the township of Baraboo. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Jim City Weather. Mostly sunny this morning. Could see a little light rain by later this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible. Accumulation less than a half inch. Our low, 15 tomorrow. Little light snow early, then sunny with a high of 27. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45. 99.7.
It's 8:05 right now. Chili from TLC, 53 today. If that's the case, then we're definitely pulling out no scrubs right here on Max FM.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's flying, is also known as a buster. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his foot. So, no, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to meet you nowhere. No, don't want any of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
Well, scrub checking me, but his game is kind of weak, and I know that.
Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Tony Basil. There is Mickey. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 12 minutes after 8 now. A beautiful start to this Tuesday morning. My goodness, it doesn't really get much nicer than this for the end of February, right? And if you were listening to the news a little bit earlier, we're not the only ones experiencing these warmer temperatures. You know, we have chasers and things down in the Oklahoma area where yesterday it was in like the 90s, like low 90s. So they're already experiencing some of that heat. And of course, when you're talking about some cooling temperatures, they're gearing up for what could be potential storm chases down to the south of us in the next couple of days. So they're very excited about all those things. I know it seems very early. Not tornadoes down in that area, though, honestly, that is not, gosh, it's kind of shifted in, over to the east a little bit as far as Tornado Alley goes. But it's not unheard of to already have February, early March tornadoes down in that part of the country. It's just
that's
not
the thing we worry about now with these crazy temperatures, right? Is anything can happen. And
And
I'm just trying to plan whether so today I'll wear my t-shirt and
yes, you'll be fine today.
It's parka.
You're gonna parka. And then I was looking at the forecast because we were talking about how it's going to be very up and down here for the next few days, and obviously everything is subject to change because this is a weird weather pattern. So tomorrow it's going to be windy as well, which would make sense because when you're going from 68, little weather trivia here for you this morning, when you're going from 68 to 27, you're going to have a strong weather pattern that's going to come through. So the winds are also going to be a little gusty tomorrow. But then on Thursday, we're going to rebound a little bit. We jump back up into the upper 40s. And then by, gosh, by Sunday, we're looking at like 68 again for a high. So we're going to kind of just slowly climb back out of those 20s and then, you know, eventually be warm. Next week, we're going to kind of go up and down as well. I mean, we're looking at, as of right now, again, subject to change, 65 on Monday, then we dip back down into the 40s, and then we go back down to 35. And so it's just this weird, weird weather pattern that we're in right now.
Is Mr. H on the edge of his seat with this potential for crazy
he's
weather?
He's always on the edge of his seat when it comes to weird weather patterns. It's what he lives for, honestly, at this point. But of course, when we start sending chasers and deploying them out into the field, it makes all the difference in the world because we're trying to make sure that they're good, they have everything they need, they're getting into the right areas, and if they're getting video, it's getting uploaded and it's getting to the right media outlets and all of that kind of stuff. So these are also the type of storms that either this time of year, over the course of the last 18 years doing this chasing thing that we have, they either produce these amazing tornadoes that are just super photogenic, and that's always the goal, is to make sure they're super photogenic in the middle of an open field where nothing bad happens. That's always what we like to see. But, you know, just the phenomenon of them is just amazing. And you know, sometimes they really are glorious and they're beautiful, right? As long as they're not destroying anything. So that's always what we like to see. They either do that or they produce like these just what we call rain-wrapped, sludgy kind of storms where they might be embedded in there, but it's a whole lot of rain, a whole lot of lightning, and all of that kind of stuff. So either way, we want everybody to be safe because sometimes those rain wrap things can be just as awful as like an actual tornado. So hopefully we don't have to deal with too much of that in this country, though, over the next couple of
fingers
days. But
crossed,
very, very weird weather. Very weird weather for this time of year. That's for sure. Now, I want to switch gears here and talk about the family finances for a second. I'm not going to ask you to open up your checkbooks or anything this morning. But seems because for us, there's not much in there. But it seems like there's a lot of things in this day an age that middle class people already can't afford. That's why I thought this one was a little strange, because someone asked finance experts to name things that people in the middle class won't be able to afford in the next 5 years. And so they came up with a pretty good list, but for a lot of people, these are already things that we can't afford, right? So it's interesting. So number one on the list is the extended family vacations. You know, we were talking about traveling earlier this morning, especially those trips overseas, but even just taking a week off to go to the beach is hard for a lot of people right now. And even if it's not the finances, the amount of time that we're given off at our jobs at this point in time in this country, it's pretty insane. And so some companies, you got to work your sick days into the vacation days and the vacation days into the sick days. And so it's just hard for a lot of people to take off any sort of amount of time to actually go enjoy time with family and friends, right? New cars is another one that finance experts say people in the middle class are going to have a hard time affording in the next 5 years. Obviously, COVID did us no favors with the car industry, right? We saw car prices skyrocket at that point in time, and they've really actually stayed up over the past 5 years. And it looks like that is a trend that is going to continue into the near future as well, unfortunately, for anybody who's in the market for a new car right now. Mm-hmm. It's sad when you're spending just as much basically on a car as you do like on some sort of home improvement loan or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. It's a little scary. Private school is another one. If you're thinking about the kiddos, the rise in tuition is far outpacing gains in income. It's interesting, you know, that's why I think there's going to be, I feel like there's been such a push towards tech schools the last few years. And I'm not just saying since COVID, I'm just saying in general. I mean, that was a trend that was we were kind of looking at even before COVID. In-state schools, community colleges, those are all perfectly acceptable ways to get some sort of higher education after you graduate from high school, right? If that's the route you want to go. I don't know if we need to look so much at those, you know, like those four-year schools that are private. That's what I got my education on. I'm still paying for my education. And look at me now, a radio DJ. Who would have thought? But, you know, even if your kids are like in elementary school or middle school and you're looking at the private schools, those are all things that are going to cost a lot of money and not really accessible to a whole lot of people, right? Enjoying retirement is another one. Oh, that's why I'm going to be on the air until I'm 98 years old.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, isn't it?
It is. It is. People who retire in the next 5 years might need to really rein things in to make sure that they don't blow through all of their savings. Look at you crazy people with savings. That's amazing. Especially because, you know, we're living longer than we used to as well. So you got to make sure that that money is going to count for something. And then finally, financial experts say something that middle class might not be able to afford in the next 5 years is their own home, especially in cities and other high demand areas. It's just harder to afford a home than ever before. Not only is it hard to afford a home, it's really hard to find one.
Yeah, and you know, it's not even just owning a home. I mean, rentals are insane these days too. Yeah.
So, I mean, these are all things that unfortunately here in the United States, our income and our, you know, the things that we need, because homes are important, they haven't really caught up to one another in a lot of cases. Just kind of tells you the disparity that we have in this country between the income and people actually out there doing the real work every single day. So it's
so
kind of unfortunate.
After the mortgage, after the paying off the house, what do you think is the second most expensive thing?
The insurances. My goodness. Now, here's the other thing, and I don't want to complain too much because, you know, you got to have good insurance because you never know when something's going to happen. But, you know, if you've got young drivers, which is, you know, I know you guys have experienced it. Mm-hmm. We're experiencing it right now. Holy buckets. That's a whole different realm, isn't it? Like you, like all of a sudden you're watching your premium jump by like $100 and some because you've got somebody who's young behind the wheel, and it's craziness. I think insurances and probably the vehicles, you know, just to maintain, because once you find a vehicle that you like, you don't really want to go out and buy another one. We just talked about the new car prices. So you're putting everything you can into keeping those vehicles running and working well.
So when you finally get done, when you finish paying off a car, that is one of the happiest days of your life, right?
Yes, it is.
And then when you have to take on another car payment, you just kind of...
It's just a downer, isn't it? Oh, it's such a bummer. It's such a bummer. I mean, and then there's like your everyday things like grocery shopping and stuff like that. Yeah. That doesn't help out any budget whatsoever.
So. Did you notice that eggs seem like they're going back up in price
a little
again?
Bit? Yeah. Well, we had another avian flu as a minor one in parts of the country, so that didn't help us at all either. So they're, I mean, that's the bad part. Unless you're really going to get out there and, you know, kind of do your own pioneering and grow your own stuff and have your own eggs, which I know some people
and that
do.
Costs
that's
money
cool
too. Yeah.
It does, you know. But I mean, and some people are doing it successfully. Good for you. That's not going to be me. I mean, mean, I could out here on Goose Poop Pond. Everything probably get eaten by the coyotes. But, you know, I just it's craziness. It's craziness. And so every day we get up and we do our thing and we just hope that we don't have any sort of emergency. Because right. Then that just throws the budget all off, doesn't it?
Sometimes you wish you could just be Grizzly Adams and live right? off the grid and just, you know, right? not have to cope with any of it. But yeah, adulting.
it sucks and it's yeah. hard. Some days it's just easier not to get out of bed, isn't it? Yeah. Or just pretend like the rest of the world doesn't exist for like one day. It's fine. I'm just staying here. It'll all be there tomorrow. Some days you need that too. Some days you just got to stop. And
totally. And do you have your limit? Is there like something, because the price of everything is going up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Inflation, yeah. everything. Do you have your limit where you just say, I am not paying that amount of money for that, you know?
I guess it depends on what it is and how badly I need it.
Like clothing. I mean, where do you sit on clothing? I mean, if it's a pair of jeans or whatever, I mean,
I usually buy my clothes, honestly. I use a lot of like secondhand stores for a lot of my clothing, and I'm very, mm-hmm. very particular, but I do a lot of secondhand shopping. I do secondhand shopping in person and also online. I'm a huge fan of Poshmark. I'll be dead honest with you. And all my jeans and my closet. I take that back. All of my jeans in my closet have been a Poshmark repurpose. They've either been used, wore one or two times, brought home, washed, obviously disinfected, all that kind of stuff, or they were brand new on Poshmark with tags yet on them. I don't have any jeans that I've just walked into a store and bought. Like I don't have any of those. But even then, I mean, you're still paying, but they knock a significant amount off is what happens there.
Okay.
And they don't have blemishes. There's nothing wrong with them. They're perfectly good jeans. Most of them, like I said, still have tags on them or only worn once or twice. And then, you know, somebody else got them and realized they didn't like the fit or whatever. And so that's when I swoop in and I pay $20 for like my $80 pair of jeans.
Yeah.
That's essentially what I do. There's a few things though I won't make concessions on. Like I price everything that I buy because I'm just that person. I challenge myself to find better deals. Like that's apparently a hobby of mine. That's sad.
Are you a coupon person?
I'm not a coupon person. I like promo codes. I don't clip coupons because that's okay. weird to me. I used to watch that extreme couponing on TLC. Kind of freaked me out a little bit. There's a lot of math involved too, and my brain just doesn't work like that. But I challenge myself to find really good deals. And so really, if it's something that we have to have, I'll buy an off-brand of it. I don't care. It doesn't matter, just to save a few bucks here and there. But I'm not adverse to buying things that we need. That's just how it is. I'll try to, you know, find something a little cheaper, comparable, whatever, but I'm not adverse to buying things that we need or help us make life a little bit easier. But I do have my limits as far as like you said, clothing. I will do secondhand. I don't mind secondhand, but I won't skimp on tailoring though, because I'm only 5'1", right? Mm-hmm. So if I buy something online that I really, really love, it also has to fit. Like I'm not going to walk around looking like I'm wearing somebody else's clothes, essentially.
But how bad is that when you have to take it in and get it tailored?
It depends on how much work has to go into it. I mean, I've had jackets and things that I've had to have tailored that have cost me maybe more than I spent on a secondhand jacket, quite honestly, because they've got to take the lining out and all of that. When by the end of it, it was probably just easier to walk into the store and buy it and have them fit it and all of that kind of stuff. But just for, you know, my own mind's sake, I didn't do that. You know, I saved a couple dollars here and there, but I won't compromise on fit and things like that. I mean, that's just how it is, because when you're only 5'1", it's imperative that things fit well.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you're walking around like a penguin, or every sleeve is past your fingers. I mean, it just doesn't work, right?
Yeah,
so it's got to fit.
You got to factor that in, yeah.
Yes.
But I mean,
yes.
I guess I'm weird because here's the only reason I know I'm not totally cheap, like a complete cheapskate, because I will not pay $80 for a pair of jeans. Not happening.
Oh, no, I won't either.
It's never going to happen. You know, sometimes when I go into the store and I see the price of jeans, like, that is so not happening.
Right.
Okay. However, I will say that when it comes to shoes.
Oh, see, I won't compromise on my shoes either.
Right.
Yep.
See, I could actually be the spokesperson for Doc Martens because I absolutely love Doc Martens, okay?
Yeah.
So I will pay that price for Doc Martens because
they last forever, though.
They're such a well-made shoe,
yeah.
You know? And I find them to be comfortable. At the same time, when I'm going out sneaker shopping, I'm not going to pay $200, $300
for
a pair. Yeah, they won't. No. You know?
No, absolutely. I totally get it. Now, speaking of Doc Martens, while you're over in Ireland in a few weeks, you should see if you can find a pair or two because they're made in England. So usually, and I know this only because we have a really great friend who lives here now. She's originally from England. She came over as a storm chaser on visas and ended up getting married while she was here one summer. So she's been in the United States ever since. She loves Docs as well. And she will not pay what they cost in the United States because they're made in England. So you can basically walk up to any street shop when you're in overseas in the European area and get them for like $30. And
Whoa,
I know.
That's a major bargain.
I know. And she's like, sometimes the, you know, the heavier sold ones will be more, but she's like, seriously. So what she does is her family's still all in England. So for a lot of those goods that are made in England, she'll have her family buy it. She'll, you know, Venmo them money or PayPal them money. They'll go get them and then they'll just ship them to her because it's so much cheaper.
That's way cheaper.
Isn't it crazy? It's crazy. So, yeah. So, you know, look for those things when you're
I'm
on your overseas trip in a few weeks. It's that's my little tip for everybody. It's kind of crazy, though, because, you know, even when you go over to, you know, friends I've had who have traveled to Asia, they're like, you wouldn't believe how much cheaper electronics are over in the Asian countries than they are here. So when they go over and they do their visits, they stock up on things like their like all of their little iPhone gadgets and all of their Droid gadgets and tablets and all of that because it's like they're like it's so much cheaper so if you're doing any traveling sometimes it's a good time to stock up on those things, you know, you just never know. So leave a little room in the suitcase. I know it's hard
because
we were talking about packing earlier. If that's one of those trips where you leave the kids behind and then mom and dad can just stock up on the suitcase.
It is really difficult to be the accidental tourist. It really is. I mean, to minimize what it is you're taking with you, that's a good thing because you really are just taking the only things that you need. That's really it. And you gotta, you know, you can't be like, I'm going to pack my suit and I'm going to pack six pairs of jeans and I'm going to pack, you know, you can't.
See, that's where I end up running into trouble when I'm trying to pack, especially if it's a carry-on, because I'll be like, oh, I can fit another pair of jeans in here. And then I try to fit another pair of jeans
and it's just bloated.
And I'm like, oh, and then Corey will look at it and he'll be like, no, that's just not going to work. Kind of thing. So yeah, that's where I run into trouble. And I'm learning my lesson. It's slow. I'm a slow learner when it comes to that kind of stuff, but I'm getting better.
Yeah.
And he's admitted that I've gotten a lot better about it over the years.
You got to leave a little extra room for those Doc Martens in case.
You never know. You never know when you're going to strike up on a, just find yourself a deal and strike something good when you're on vacation. You know, and then for me, I always love to get sweatshirts or something like that from where I'm traveling. So I've always got to leave a little extra room in my suitcase for that kind of stuff. And so it's important stuff. You got to have those souvenirs to bring home.
Oh yeah, totally.
I spent a lot of time getting really cool sweatshirts though and stuff off of Etsy and things like that, you know, because if I want something with a specific graphic on it, I can basically just go there, type it in, and I find like 82 with that graphic on it, you know. So any graphic sweatshirts I have or anything like that, that's usually where they come from. I really do love to like shop secondhand though. I do. Now if I'm going out and I need like a really great outfit though, right? Like I need something head to toe. I have enough time. I've got one website, I've talked about it, where I get my clothes because if I put in all my measurements, they tailor it to me and then send it to my door. So the pants are the right length, they're the right inseam, the arms are the right length. I can change the sleeve length. I can change the neck on it. I can make it look whatever I want. And in some cases, I can even change the color if I want into a whole new fabric. So it's awesome. And so I get like this whole thing tailored right to my door. And I've never had anything not fit.
That's
it's amazing.
Awesome. I wonder if my wife knows about this.
Oh, I'll send
because
you the link
just,
here.
She just recently went through a thing where she was looking for a nice pair of boots. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what she did, and I think she did this off of Amazon.
Sure.
She had like, I don't know, like 5 pair of boots or something shipped to her. And, you know, she tried them on, and if she didn't like them, she'd just send them back or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, then you got to go into a special store and ship them back and everything. Yes. And I just kind of feel like that's a lot of work, isn't it?
It's a lot of work. I do the same thing, though, depending on what the shoes are, because I am very picky about my shoes. But when it comes to my clothes, like if I have a wedding I'm going to or a really special occasion where I know that, like, I've got to, you know, up it a notch from, like, my jeans and my jackets or whatever, because I do a lot of jeans and jackets for things too. I'm like, nope, I'm going to my website. I know they're going to have it. I can mix and match. And then sometimes they have pants, but in the same fabric, they'll have a shirt over on another, so I can, like, make a whole outfit. And it's awesome.
See, no, that's cool, because I don't like to order clothing online, because you never know if it's going to fit or not. So that's cool.
That's why if you're as short as I am, that's why you have to have an amazing alterations person. Like, truly, you can go into any store then at that point and buy a shirt, right? Like, I've done it before. Like, probably a cheap shirt, not anything fancy, not anything great. Sometimes it's just about the fit. So then I take it to my alterations person, Tina, by the way, she's awesome. And I'll be like, don't you think the sleeves need to come up here? And she'll pin it, she'll do it. And about a week later, I go pick it up and I'm like, now it's a shirt. Like, look at you. No, because everything on me too, I'm only 5'1", so everything is made essentially for somebody 5'5 to 5'6". That's considered to be average height. So even if I buy something in the average section, and I can do petites too, right? Like, I've done it before, but say I want something in the average section, it's going to come to my knees. I don't need a mini dress. I need, like, a shirt. So can we up this up, you know?
Yeah.
So I have to really look at that kind of stuff, because 5'1 is not all it's cracked up to be, people. Literally and figuratively, it is not all that great.
You definitely want it to fit right, because otherwise you look crazy.
Alterations are an important part of my wardrobe, even if it's the cheapest shirt you've ever seen in the world. I always have stuff altered all the time, and my mama altered all my stuff when I was growing up, so now I had to find somebody who could do it for me as an adult. So everywhere we've ever moved, forget the doctors, forget the dentist, my hairstylist and my alterations person were, like, the first two things that I found. Those were the important ones on my list. Doctors are always there. Dentists are always there. I can always find a good one.
But you can't always find a person. No.
And a hairstylist. No, you can't always find the good one. Yeah. So that one takes a little searching out. Taking a look at your forecast right now. It's going to be beautiful today. Lots of sun this morning, then some light rain by this afternoon. 68 for a high today. Light snow possible tonight, down to 15. Then tomorrow, some light snow early, and then it's going to be sunny, but very cold tomorrow, especially in comparison to the last couple of days. Only 27 for a high tomorrow. Right now, it's 48. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Time once again for the Vintage Shop Hop. It's 400 different vintage shops and boutiques all across Wisconsin and Illinois. Many of the local antique stores and boutiques will be participating in this event. It's always the first Friday and Saturday of March and October. Opportunities to find some great deals on boutique clothing, furniture and decor, jewelry, prizes, discounts, treats, fun and games. Check out Vintage Shop Hop on Facebook to get all of the details. They also have links on their website, vintageshophop.blogspot.com. You can check out the shops in just this area or make it a road trip. Over 360 shops will be participating in over 145 towns and over 11,000 artisans and sellers altogether. Get a link to the local shops that are participating again at Vintage Shop Hop on Facebook.
Oh.
And coming up on Saturday, March 2nd, it's another PHP Brat Fry fundraiser, this time benefiting the Easter Adoptive Family Program. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brat, or Italian sausage, All Beef Frank with chips, soda, and water. And again, this is all to benefit that Easter Adopt-A-Family program. Your contribution will help PHP supply low-income families with all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. They're going to be collecting monetary donations starting March 1st, running through the 30th. I bet, again, a great way to support it is to get on over there on Saturday. PHP's headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for another great Brat Fry fundraiser.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Max FM. 8:37 right now. It's Rick Springfield on Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Where can I find a woman
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:40 right now. And, you know, Finn, I know that you and I both try to watch as much TV and movies and things that we absolutely can. I mean, we love that kind of stuff, especially when it's like a culturally based or like an iconic type show, right? We've talked about Seinfeld and all that over the years or over the few weeks. But on Ranker.com right now, people are voting on the funniest TV shows of all time. Now, this includes both sitcoms, cartoons, and even sketch series. And it's an ongoing poll, so it might actually change from what we have right now. But it is interesting. And so we're going to start at the bottom. We won't do all 20, but we'll work our way up, okay? Number 20 comes in with Futurama as of right now. People over on Ranker.com say this is one of the funniest TV shows of all time, Futurama. I don't know if it's funny. It's quirky. It's interesting. I don't know if I would consider it to be one of the funniest I've ever seen, even though I do appreciate the show, right?
A couple of our boys think it's hilarious, but I don't know.
I think it's intelligent humor. Does that make sense? Because that's not always funny humor. I think it's intelligent humor, which can definitely be different things. Not
that's
what
Matt
you get
Groening,
here.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, and okay. Not what you get here on the morning show. Not the intelligent type humor. Just saying. Malcolm in the Middle. It comes in at number 17
Love
on that
show.
List. That's a great show. Arrested Development comes in at number 16. So that's also a good show. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air at 14 on the list. And again, that was more of a, I don't know if I would consider that to be one of the funniest. There were funny moments in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But I don't know if it was one of the funniest of all time. So some of this might be nostalgia for a lot of people as well. Seinfeld comes in at number 13 on the list. And so I think, to me, that one can be a little polarizing because people either loved Seinfeld and they would do anything to have the show brought back, or they were like, Seinfeld kind of thing, you know?
That was me. I mean, it is a polarizing show. I think at that time, we've talked about this before. I think that there were people that either watched Friends or they watched Seinfeld.
Yes.
Now, there were people that watched both, but it seemed like they were slightly different humor-wise, you know?
Absolutely.
And there was a lot of snarkiness on Seinfeld, which I appreciated, you know? But also on Seinfeld, you have a lot of despicable characters. It's not they're kind of all out for their own gain, right?
Which you kind of run into in everyday life, so it made sense that they would portray them on Seinfeld.
But George Costanza, to me, is one of the funniest characters ever created for TV. Yeah.
I thought he was much funnier than Jerry Seinfeld on the show, and that might not be a popular opinion, but I thought his character was much funnier than Seinfeld. And I'm a Seinfeld fan. Don't get me wrong. I love Jerry Seinfeld, but I thought the Costanza character was much better than Jerry Seinfeld on the show.
And it's a crazy quotable show, too.
Yes, I mean, it is.
But I know we have another one that's on the list that is way more quotable.
Yes.
That has more famous quotes to it.
And we'll work our way to the top here. Let's see. Tom and Jerry, because remember we said that cartoons could be part of this, coming at number 12. So then you also have like Family Guy at number 11. Now we're in the top 10. So Married with Children comes in at number 10 on this list. And I thought Married with Children, in a gross kind of despicable kind of way, was always pretty funny, right? Mm-hmm. And because Al Bundy, Ed O'Neill as Al Bundy, he was hilarious and he was amazing. And he portrayed that role, and I can't ever see anybody else portraying that role after watching Ed O'Neill do it, right?
Yeah.
He was just great. Modern Family is one of my favorites. That comes in at number 9 on the list. Again, I don't know, even if it's one of my favorite shows, if it's one of the funniest. It had really funny moments. I think it was one of those shows, though, so many people could relate to, just based on Modern Families, right? And again, Ed O'Neill in that one. Parks and Rec comes in at number 8 on the list, and I know you are a fan of the show. I've only watched a few of the episodes. We have not gotten into it that much, but Parks and Rec, I mean, that makes sense to me. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Comes in at number 7 on the list. That's an interesting one to me because obviously that is way different than everything else. And honestly, Corey and I were just talking about this the other day. We were watching old episodes with Aisha Tyler as the host of it.
Sure.
And I really like her.
Because it was Drew Carey before Aisha, right?
Yeah. Yes, and I really like Aisha Tyler as the host.
So do
Love
I.
Drew Carey, but she was funny, and she would actually get up there and participate in some of the sketches and mm-hmm. things. So mm-hmm. I really appreciated her as the host. But yeah, that one always makes me laugh in some capacity.
But that's an improv show. So, yeah, I mean, so it's different, kind of different than, you know,
everything
these
scripted
else. Shows. Yeah.
Yeah. See, and then you get into number 6 and number 5, which is the Simpsons and then South Park, respectively. And Corey's a huge fan of South Park. He can always laugh at it. I'm kind of here or there with it. I'll be mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, that was funny, mm-hmm. but it doesn't really. And Simpsons, honestly, people, I've never watched more than 10 episodes of it. So there's that, I guess.
Well, you only have about 5,000 more episodes to go.
I know. So, like the next 50 years, I can catch up. It's what I'll do in my retirement years someday. Brooklyn Nine-Nine comes in at number 4 on the list.
Funny
and
show.
Again, yeah, it is funny. Again, although I've never watched more than a handful of episodes of that one. Mm-hmm. Looney Tunes comes in at number 3. Well, who doesn't love the classic Looney Tunes? That's, I mean, you know, that's just a slapstick kind of thing, though. And then It's Always Funny in Philadelphia comes in at number 2 on the list. And again,
have
I don't
watch that show. No, I've never watched
parts of
that show, but
parts
of
it.
I've heard a lot of good things about it, but I've never tuned in.
Yeah, I don't know. The shows I've seen, it's good, and it made me chuckle. I don't know if I would consider it to be one of the funniest, honestly.
Gotcha.
But I get it. I mean, it's a good show. And then finally, at number 1, I don't think after going through this whole list, it's a no-brainer which one made it to number 1. But it's The Office, currently on Ranker.com.
Yes.
And I think that's the one you were talking about being mm-hmm. one of the most quotable, right? Because
for sure.
It had so many great moments. Except, here's the thing. You have to look at it, to me, in a lens. Right. If you're looking at maybe like seasons 1 through whenever it got really weird and Steve Carell left, then yes, it is absolutely the funniest. Right. Mm-hmm. And then after Steve Carell, though, you really lost me on The Office.
The train came off the tracks for sure. I stuck around through Will Ferrell when he was D'Angelo Vickers and he was in charge. And that was very brief. But then and we talked about this before. I like James Spader, but once he came on board as Robert California, the show just got bizarre. But you know what's interesting about this list, because I know you're a big Modern Family fan.
Yes.
I think The Office, Modern Family, and Parks and Rec all have that same kind of sense of humor. I mean, we were spoiled for a while there with those three shows because they're all really well-written shows. Parks and Rec, Modern Family, The Office, all exceptionally well. And I still have no idea how Steve Carell never won an Emmy.
I know. It's crazy.
As Michael Scott. I don't get it.
It's absolutely bizarre.
I don't think Rainn Wilson either. Got
no,
Emmy.
I don't it's believe like, he ever did either. No.
Those two are like the funniest dudes on TV. I mean,
right? They're fantastic, and they were hilarious, and they were so good at their characters on the show. You know, you look at Dwight Schrute, if you've ever watched The Office, and then you watch Rainn Wilson, and you're like, how much did Rainn Wilson have to actually not be Rainn Wilson to portray that role? I don't think it was that far off for him, because he's just that kind of guy. He's a little dry.
Yeah.
He's got kind of a quirky sense of humor. Good guy down deep kind of thing. But I think he's kind of the same quirky type character. So I don't think it was too far off for him. And then Steve Carell. Well, we all know how talented he is. He's just brilliant. So,
brilliant. You know what's interesting about The Office, though, too, is that because we watch it constant. We've seen each episode
Dexter
at least 100 times. We can mime along with it and say the lines as they're saying them. It's crazy. But what's interesting is when that show started off, that we had this dynamic between Jim and Pam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And will they get together? She's with Roy and, you know, all of this stuff. I find now when I rewatch the show, I really can't tolerate Jim. I mean, Jim is, he's such a bully. I mean, he's a bully
and he's a little whiny at the same time.
Very whiny, and he's one of my least favorite characters on the show. Now, it wasn't that way when I started watching the show. I was rooting for Jim.
Right.
You know, Pam, on the other hand, I like her more in the later seasons, later on.
I think she evolved as a character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the writing, I think, for her got better.
Got better. Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, though, because, you know, Jim Krasinski is married to Emily Blunt.
Right.
And so whenever they still go out together, it's funny. This is a true story. People will still scream at her that it should have been Pam, which is funny to me because people have a hard time differentiating, like, TV from real life. But, no, people will still yell at her. And she's talked about this in interviews about the fact that he should be with Pam. And yeah. she's like, wait, what? This is not, it's not, that's not real kind of thing, you know.
Exactly.
But I think he'll forever be linked to Pam. I mean, like, he's gonna forever be linked to her.
And they had a great chemistry, the two of them. They worked really well with each other. But
yes, absolutely, I absolutely agree. So check out ranker.com. You can go make, you know, your choices for some of the funniest sitcoms, sketch TV shows, whatever, cartoons. It's a good list, though, and it goes on. There's hundreds of them over there. Obviously, we only went through a few of them here this morning. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be beautiful today, a high right around 68, and then much cooler tomorrow. I'm just going to let Sean Cable tell you and spoil the rest of your day because I don't, I've done it enough this morning. Plus, we'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to do it even faster? Get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Race into your nearest local U.S. Cellular store and we'll set you up in under 5 minutes for your no-cost 30-day trial. See us in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. WIAA boys basketball tournament gets started with regionals all around the area tonight. Baraboo Thunderbirds will be the sixth seed. They're going to be hosting Watertown this evening. 7 o'clock is the tip-off for that one. Winner of that one will go on to face Wauwatosa West. Reedsburg, the 8th seed, will be hosting Milwaukee Marshall tonight, also at 7. Pewaukee, the 1 seed, will take on the winner of that matchup. Sauk Prairie will be hosting number 10 Portage tonight. The 7 seed Eagles and the 10 Warriors will play with the chance to move on to face number 2 Beaver Dam. Fort Atkinson tonight, the 8 seed, will welcome McFarland. Stoughton awaits the winner of that contest. Then Milton, Monona Grove, and Monroe all receiving byes, along with Mount Horeb, awaiting winners from matchups this evening. That's all in Division 2 for Sectional 3. Division 3, it's Adams Friendship and Berlin meeting this evening. Also in D3 for Sectional 3, it's Moss in the 8th seed hosting Dodgeville tonight. Platteville awaits the winner of that contest. Lodi is the number 4 seed. They'll await the winner between Prairie du Chien and Evansville. Like Lodi, Wisconsin Dells also receives a bye as the 3 seed. They'll be hosting the winner between Richland Center and Viroqua. Those two teams meeting tonight. River Valley and Edgewood also play this evening, with the winner taking on number 2, New Glarus. Columbus will be hosting Clinton tonight. Lake Mills awaits the winner of that contest. For the full brackets and all the details, go to WIAWI.org. Girls basketball WIAA tournament has played down to the sectional semifinal games. For Division 2, back on Friday night, Reedsburg got the win over Sauk Prairie. 60-51 was the final there. They then go on to meet West Salem, where West Salem gets the 68-34 win to advance on to the sectional semifinal. They'll meet number 2 on Alaska, victorious over Sparta and DeForest for this weekend. Number 1 on the other side of that bracket, McFarland able to go through Mount Horeb and Jefferson. They'll meet Elkhorn after Elkhorn was able to top both Monona Grove and Milton this weekend. In Division 2 for Sectional 2, Beaver Dam is going to be at Portage on Thursday as they'll be meeting Watertown in that sectional semifinal.
Pewaukee and Grafton on the other side of that bracket. Division 3 for Sectional 1, Wisconsin Dells got a win over Arcadia with a score of 48-33. They then were beaten by Elk Mound at 51-32, the final on Saturday. Elk Mound will now meet Aquinas after they got wins over Viroqua and Altoona. In Sectional 3 for Division 3, it's Edgewood winners over both Bigfoot and Prairie du Chien. Lake Mills on the other side of the 2 seed will be going against number 1 Waupun. That game is going to be played at Lodi. And Poinette goes on a run in Division 4, gets the first win over St. Mary Springs, follows that up with taking down number 1 Living Word Lutheran, 62-55 the final there. Number 4 Poinette will now meet Winnebago Lutheran at Partyville. That also is going to be on Thursday evening. Again, for all the bracket results and details, go to WIAWI.org. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Mostly sunny this morning, could see a little light rain by later this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, possible accumulation less than a half inch. Our low 15 tomorrow. Little light snow early, then sunny with a high of 27. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50. 99.7.
8:56 right now with George Michael.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, just before 9 o'clock, Finn. And on this Tuesday, you know, we always need a little something to get us through the work week. So we've got our calendar days for today, all those things that we can celebrate. We're going to start out with one that's not that exciting, but it's very important, especially if you're a pet owner. It's World Spay Day. And I think Bob Barker would be very happy that we mentioned World Spay Day, yeah, as would most of your humane societies and rescues across the country and right here in our own backyard. Today is also No Brainer Day. This is a day where, you know, we talk about all those things that are pretty simple and easy to figure out, obvious, logical, all of that.